You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Arkansas State University System President Dr. Chuck Welch gives an update as we end 2018. He tells what may come out of the 2019 legislative session. But first, I asked him to talk about his recent honor of being selected as chair-elect for the American Association of State Colleges and Universities Board of Directors.
Well, thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate that. It was certainly an honor for me, and I think will be great national recognition for the university. We've been actively engaged as an institution, as a system, for a number of years. My predecessors were engaged with ASCU, as the acronym we call it by, and it's a national organization that represents state colleges and universities all across the country. It's primarily a president's and chancellor's organization. It's probably the best opportunity for professional development for presidents and chancellors. But we also set the national agenda for our institutional types and produce public policy agendas, work to try to affect federal legislation and what's happening at the national level with regard to higher education. And about 2 years ago, I had been asked to serve on the board of directors, which is probably about 20 folks that serve on that board, and I'd been doing it for 2 years. And I got a call about 3 weeks ago saying that the nominating committee had elected me to be the chair-elect. It was very surprising. I really haven't been on the board that long. Typically, folks have a little bit longer service, but I was certainly honored by it. I'm excited about the opportunity. I'll serve as chair-elect in 2019, as chair in 2020, and then as past chair in 2021. And what that will allow us to do as an institution, as a system, is to really have a very strong voice in national public policy development for higher education. I will head up efforts to try to influence decisions that are made in Congress, the Federal Department of Education. Obviously, hopefully it will bring some positive publicity to the ASU system during the time that I'm able to do that. But this is less to do about me and more to do, I think, about the growth of the national profile that we've had as an institution, as a system. People have taken notice to what we're doing. They've taken notice to the fact that we're really trying to be proactive in terms of the way that we are addressing our own institutional needs and directions, but also the way that we're trying to address public policy both on a statewide and federal level. So I'm excited about it. It's certainly a big honor. It will bring some extra work, but it will be work that I think will be beneficial both to me personally as well as to the system and hopefully to higher education across our state and across the country.
And that's one of the things when you're talking about, you know, the significant challenges that higher education has, not just in the state, but across the country. What are some of the things that you hope that the organization will continue to do as you all have these conversations in Washington and even take those conversations back down to Little Rock?
Well, I think, the issues aren't all that dissimilar from what we're facing in the state versus what we're facing federally. I mean, there unfortunately has been increasing move towards a disinvestment in higher education, and so we will really be focused on trying to tell the story about our institutions, about the types of students that we're serving, about the needs that we have on the federal level. Obviously, one of the big discussions that we have will revolve around student financial aid and making sure that there are opportunities there from a standpoint of Pell Grants, work study, other types of federal programming. We will talk a lot about research dollars. How can we continue to try to enhance those? How can we try to enhance programmatic development so that when we start up programs that are going to help the economy, both state and nationally, how can we continue to put more money in there? And then just really looking at ways that maybe the federal government can help leverage funding from the state. That'll be a big challenge in Arkansas continuing forward, as it has been every state, really trying to make sure that we make our case for why an investment in higher education is important when you have to consider policymakers have a tough job of looking at a lot of different needs across the state and the country. So, it all comes down to money at the end of the day in so many different areas. But from a federal standpoint, we tend to really focus more heavily on direct student aid, and how can we make sure that the federal government is supplying those federal financial aid programs that are going to allow our students, so many students in Arkansas that are first generation, that are underprepared, that come from homes that don't have the economic resources to be able to provide that educational experience. We got to make sure that the federal government helps us with that. So we'll be really engaged in those conversations and hopefully can move that needle a little bit. And then hopefully if the federal government shows that buy-in and the support, that'll bleed back down to the state level as well.
Dr. Chuck Welch joining us here on KASU on A-State Connections. And I know when you're talking about student aid and that, one of the big conversations that happens is about the numbers of students that are taking student loans and the student loan debt and just how that has been so monumental. And then you have other arguments that they're pushed for free college and that. And how do you kind of balance those and kind of what are your thoughts on those kinds of conversations you're dealing with, student loan debt versus that college should be, you know, should be reduced to the point where maybe it's free?
Well, you make a great point about student loan debt, Jonathan, because that is a federal issue. I think that most folks don't realize that our individual institutions really have very little ability to limit the amount of student loan funding a student wants to take. Even if we know that the student probably doesn't need that student loan money to pay the balance of their tuition and fees, we're not at liberty to say, hey, you can't take any more. I mean, we are limited by federal regulations on that, and so it is going to take significant changes at the federal level to really try to reduce that burden or to put in some mechanisms that allow the institutions maybe to help counsel a student more on being responsible with regard to student loans. You know, and the other thing is we hear so much about student loan debt, and it really is a very, very serious situation, but sometimes it gets couched as this one-size-fits-all problem that uniformly affects every institutional type, and that's just simply not the case. You know, about half, a little less, the last statistic I saw was 47% of student loan defaults of those individuals that are unable to pay their student loans are students who attended for-profit institutions. When you look at state institutions like an Arkansas State University, the amount of student loan debt, and particularly those that are defaulting, is considerably lower than the national average. And so those numbers really get skewed by the for-profit institutions. But yet, we get cast in that same light. And so certainly I would love to see some changes at the federal level that really made that distinction or perhaps reduced some of that of what's happening with that for-profit entity that's part of higher education. Because it is a challenge, and we need to really be focused on that and make sure that a student that has incurred that kind of debt has some capacity to pay that off or understands really what their long-term obligations are going to be or perhaps some better understanding of what their career potential are. And then when you look at the free college, which is kind of the complete opposite polar end of that, you know, it sounds great. It's a wonderful political rhetoric and argument and one that can be made, but unless there's a significant investment from either the federal government or more likely the state government, it's almost impossible to do. And so while I think we would all love to see that happen, I'm not optimistic that's coming anytime soon, because obviously we've seen the opposite of that. We've seen a disinvestment in higher education. So to believe that there would be this massive investment so that you could have free college is really kind of hard to wrap your arms around. I would love to see it happen, but I think that's probably not very likely, and so we would be better suited to really try to focus on ways to keep costs lower, provide students with more financial aid opportunities that don't saddle them with significant debt, and then look at an entire reform of that whole student loan system to ensure that you know, some of those predatory institutions aren't really creating issues for students that they're never able to dig themselves out of.
And I know that's one of the things that you've really had since you've been the system president for the past several years. That's one of the things you've really been trying to focus on is making sure that the tuition is as low as possible. And those numbers have generally proven themselves to be that way when you take a look at Arkansas State versus other colleges, universities across the state.
Well, there's no doubt, Jonathan. It's really important to me. You know, I was a first-generation college student. I took out student loans. I certainly understand the burden that it places on an individual and on their family. So from a personal standpoint, I know what that means, and I want to try to make higher education as accessible and as affordable as possible. And our board certainly shares that feeling and has pushed that down to our campuses. You know, it's an expensive proposition. We realize that. We realize, though, that when you're not seeing any new state dollars, which has been the case for a number of years. Now, we did get a little bit last year, but there were a number of years, a decade or more, that we didn't see new state funding. You know, we still have rising health care costs. We still have rising costs of operation. We still have to make sure that we're able to provide pay increases to our faculty and staff to make sure we have the best and the brightest that are assisting our students. And so, you know, that money has to come from somewhere. But we've really tried to impress upon our campuses that, hey, let's look for internal cost savings. Let's try to be proactive and find alternative revenue sources. You know, Arkansas State University is now sixth out of the 10 public universities in Arkansas in terms of cost of attendance. It's still expensive. I get that. But when you look at the fact that the University of Arkansas, University of Arkansas at Little Rock, UCA, Arkansas Tech, SAU, those institutions that cost more than Arkansas State does, I still think, you know, comparatively, we're a bargain, and we're focused on that. We want to continue to push that envelope. And so that's going to continue to be an effort that we make. We want to try to stay, keep our increases as close to the inflationary level as possible so that we can let our parents, our students know, hey, you know, we're going to only try to increase it as much as what our cost of business is going forward and really try to be as lean and as efficient as possible. So it'll be an annual exercise for each of our campuses. It'll be difficult, but we're going to do everything that we can because I truly believe it's still the best investment we can make in a student's life, and I truly believe that we've got to do everything we can to make it accessible and affordable because it changed my life. And I know that it can change lives of others that perhaps are in the same situation I was.
Dr. Chuck Welch joining us here on A-State Connections on KASU. It's hard to believe that we're at the end of another year, calendar year, that is, and we're about to go into the spring semester. Your thoughts on how the fall has been going, and if you were to kind of look at 2018 as we take a look at 2019, what are your thoughts on this past year?
Well, I think it's been a great year. A great year for our system. We've made some monumental advances in operational efficiencies. You know, the efficiency study that we did last year, we've already paid for that thing about 10 times over. That's probably a little bit of an exaggeration, but we've paid for it more than once just in less than a year. Our folks are really working together. We're far more collaborative than we were a year ago. I think we're far more efficient. We're really sharing resources and leveraging opportunities much better than we were a year ago. I really like the strategic focus that each one of our campuses has. You know, we had three campuses in our system that got completely clean, perfect accreditation reports in this past year, which is very rare. We saw a significant increase in both first-time freshman and student transfer enrollment at Arkansas State this year, which was really a primary goal of Chancellor Danfus and his team. Really excited about Dr. Brian Terry, who will be joining the A-State campus in January as our first Vice Chancellor for Enrollment Management. He's somebody that comes with a sterling track record and really great evidence of ability to increase enrollment. So I think 2018 has been a turning point year for us in terms of the way that we're going to operate, the way that we're going to be more analytical. And I really think we look back 5-10 years from now, we'll look at 2018 as, hey, that was sort of the starting point of doing things differently. I just love where we are right now as a system. I love where our campuses are, the way that we're focused, the way that we're analyzing issues and the directions that we're headed. And I think 2019 and beyond really holds some great promise for each one of our institutions.
So as you look at 2019, how does the future look so far?
Yeah, I think it looks great. I mean, all of our numbers are trending well from an enrollment standpoint. I think you know, we saw significant improvements at A-State in our productivity model. I think that we're getting the right people in the right places. Dr. Danfus has really been very energetic in getting his team in place and getting his strategic plan focused. We'll be hiring a new provost when Dr. Cooksey retires, and so there will be some new opportunities on so many different areas of the campus. And so, you know, I feel good about the upcoming legislative session. We feel like there will be an opportunity for a small amount of new money. It won't be huge amounts for anyone, but it'll be the second year in a row that Governor Hutchinson's pushed for new money into higher education. And, you know, I like that trend path, obviously, and let's see if we can't keep that going. And I think that speaks to the governor's understanding and support of higher ed and recognition that we're really trying to embrace his goals of increasing productivity. So You never know what might come up, and Lord knows it's a long time between now and the end of the session, and a lot of things could happen. But right now, I feel like higher education is positioned in a better spot than we have been in the last decade or so, and so I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, and that's one thing I was going to ask about. You talked about the higher education funding dollars possibly being part of this upcoming legislative session when they start next year. Any other things that you might be kind of looking at, kind of have your eye on that you're hearing from across the street?
You know, I suspect there will probably be some legislation, probably some more legislation regarding concealed weapons on campus. Perhaps some legislation regarding speech on campuses. That's a national issue that's being addressed, perhaps some tweaks to state financial aid opportunities, maybe relooking at the lottery scholarship. As I mentioned, I think the governor will recommend it'll probably be about $850,000 of new money for all of higher education. Again, not a huge amount, but any time that we can see positive momentum towards putting new money into our formula, I think we have to celebrate that. Beyond that, I mean, I'm not sure, you know, in years past, we've been able to point to three or four big issues we knew were going to be on the agenda. This year, not seen as much of that. Obviously, as the political climate at the national level happens, as there are hot button topic issues, obviously those can affect us here in Arkansas. But right now, on the whole, I feel pretty good about where we are. I feel like we have a pretty good grasp of what's going to be out there, and hopefully we can make a few tweaks and changes that will improve higher education, improve the state, but nothing that is just glaring out there right now that I think is going to dominate discussions or anything of that nature.
Dr. Chuck Welch is the president of the Arkansas State University System. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.